This coming Shabbos, we're going to have the honor and privilege of reading Parshayos Bahar and Bechukosai and closing out Sefer Vayikra. Of course, with Parshas Bahar, we begin with the Dinam of Shemitah and Yovel. And we're told in regard to Yovel, Ukrasem Deror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshva, you'll proclaim liberty throughout the land for all of the inhabitants. Now, why is it Yovel for all of the inhabitants? I thought only the slaves go free. So what's true for the Chol Yoshva, for all the inhabitants? So the Lizker Rav, Rav Zalman Saratskin, notes that the Gemara in Kiddushin compares the acquisition of an Eved Ivri to purchasing a master. The Gemara says, Kol HaKona Eved Ivri KeKona Adon LeAtzmo. If you buy an Eved Ivri, it's like purchasing a master for yourself. Now Tosis notes that the slave in some respects is on a higher level than his master. He gets the best quality stuff in the house, he's entitled to the extra pillows, etc. And so therefore, when the Torah declares that Yovel is a time of a release for all of the inhabitants, L'chol Yoshva, says the Litzker Rav, it includes the servants, but the master as well, right? Rav Mordechai Kamenetsky, the great Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva of South Shore, adds that the Torah is telling us that just as much, or maybe more than, the servant owes a debt to his master for the work, the employer is also indebted to his employees for all that he has done to provide for them. The employer's obligations extend beyond the salary. He has to consider and be responsible for working conditions, for the worker's physical and mental well-being, and to treat them with proper derech eretz and respect. And so therefore, there's a liberty that comes when people start heading back home. And we're told, Ish al achuzo v'ish al mishpachto toshuvu, each man goes back to his inheritance and to his family. Now, what's the connection between Yovel and the family? So the Meshech Chachma also suggests that on a simple level, one purpose of Yovel is to bring the families back together. You know, people tend to move away from their family for various reasons, and Yovel requires families to get back together. So we can learn something very valuable, that families can sometimes drift apart and that we should look for opportunities to resolve the tension and get back together. We're also told, Tashuvu Isha Lachuzaso, and Bishnasa Yovel Azos, and this year of Yovel, you should return each man to his inheritance. Now, during Yovel, slaves get liberated from work, and farm work is prohibited, and the land returns to its original owners. Now, why does the Torah mandate voiding the purchaser's rights after he worked the land? And so his introduction to Shabbat Ha'aretz, Rav Kook identifies four reasons. One, he needs to remind man that the earth belongs to Hashem. Two, we have to counter man's acquisitive instinct, the understanding that he tends to acquire a tremendous amount. Three, we have to promote justice and equity. And four, we have to facilitate Kedusha and invest the nation with Mechila and Tshuva and to remedy the injustices of the past, each one of which can be taught through the idea of the reset button that we identify as Yovel. We're also told in Mechukosai Teilechu, if you follow my chukim, and Rashi also tells us in Mechukosai Teilechu means Shetilyu Amelim Batorah. Now, why does the Torah use the word Teilechu, not Talamdu? In Mechukosai Talamdu, why are you walking? And so the answer seems to be in the Medrash that says that David HaMelech said that while he was walking to fulfill various tasks, his feet always took him into the Beis HaMedrash. The Lake Rashiv of Chafetz Chaim of Henach Libowitz asks that David HaMelech had important things to do and Talmud Torah is put aside for important matters. And so how could David HaMelech give up on these important matters? Because he said he had to learn. And so he answers that there are a lot of things that we think are important, but in reality they aren't as important as we think. If we have a love of learning and pull ourselves to the base medrash, we'll find that if we don't spend as much time on these other important matters, we'll still be able to properly handle them. We need sometimes to put things into perspective, and going to the base medrash sometimes goes ahead and gives us that perspective. We're also told that in the context of the Tocha, which does take up a good chunk of Parshas Bechukosai, we're told that Hashem will remember the Bris Rishonim, the covenant of the early ones, whom I've taken out of Mitzrayim. And I remember hearing both from Rav Schechter and from Rabbi Dr. Sol Roth the idea of two separate covenants, the Bris Avos and the Bris Sinai, and both get highlighted in our parsha. Rav Schechter also noted that while Bris Avos might not carry into the Galus, Bris Sinai certainly does, as is evidenced by the Pasuk, which notes that Hashem will not forget us even in Galus, and even in the Galus that he sent us to, since he recalled those lessons came from Mitzrayim, which, by the way, was also in Galus. And so even if the Bris Avos needs to be in Mitzrayim, but the Bris Sinai will never be forgotten. I took them out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem will take us out from this Galus as well. And finally, in the Parsha, we're told, Ishkiafli neder be'erkcha nefashos la'Hashem. When a person makes a neder for Erechin, and why does the Torah give us the Parsha of Erechin right after the Tochacha? And so the Me'a Shiloach, the famous Hasidish Rebbe, explains that the Torah is teaching us that even if we've reached a level where we deserve the Tochacha, we still have value. We're still redeemable, and we can still have the Koach to redeem other people. We're never down and out to the point of saying that we're worthless. That's an important idea for us to convey, even when we're talking to our children. Finally, in the Haftorah, we're told, Ani Hashem Chokir Lev Bochin Klayos V'Laseish L'Ish Kedrachav, I'm Hashem who checks the insides and to give a person based on his path. Rav Aaron Kotler quoted the Yalkut Shimoni, which notes that Hashem gave a Malach to follow him based on what he wants and believes. If you believe in the truth, the Malach will speak to you truthfully, etc. And the Gemara in Yuma takes this one step further, noting that when a person wants to be metame himself, when he wants to defile himself a little, he'll become defiled a lot. He'll be metame meruba. And yet the Gemara also notes that one who wants to become tame, we open the door, not necessarily to make him tame, but to let him fall into it more. So is it that we are metame him a lot, or is it just that it happens on its own? Right? So how do we make sense? So Rav Aaron answers that when it comes to Tumah, merely opening the door and not holding a person back will make his choice to be tame that much stronger. The fact that we open the door, that'll give a person the opportunity, unfortunately, to take it way, way too far. You know, in our lives sometimes, we need a certain sense of understanding and appreciation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the ability to hold ourselves back. And Be'ezus Hashem, He'll give us that ability, Hu Heitiv, Hu Meitiv, Hu Yeitiv Lanu, until we get Ad Bi'as Gol Tzedek V'Hala, to take advantage of it and recognize that He's here, and that He will bring us back so that His appearance will become more and more apparent. Everyone have a Shabbat Shalom, and a Shabbat Shalom to all.